We do polls often here, Robert, don't we?
Snap poll.
Yeah, I love a snap poll.
No stranger to a snap poll.
Who bloody loves? Who doesn't love a snap poll?
Yeah, unless you're a flag bearer.
You don't want that snap
on
your
snap poll and the flag's on its way up.
So, look, the news came through yesterday where our deputy PM, John Barilaro, he said, like, if businesses fail to keep an eye on who's coming in, they will cop severe penalties. This is when we're 70% vaccinated, right, double dose. Businesses, hopefully it'll be October 18, might be the week after, they're saying. Mm. But they want to, the government will fine businesses who serve customers who aren't double vaxxed. So you got a business, you've been down for, it'll be 17 weeks by the time this comes out.
The thing is, by that time, everyone's had a fair chance to get out and get the vaccination, or they've had a chance to make that effort. And if you're not, you're basically not willing to get it.
Absolutely. And there are some who we will just not do it, will not get vaccinated. But if you've got a business and you've been struggling for 17 weeks, you're on the bones of your ass, and then they say, and you've got a guy who comes in and says, I'll have that pie and a can of cake. Oh, sorry, mate, I can't serve you. Oh, I haven't had money come in for 17 weeks, but you aren't double vax.
Your neck's at full thrill.
I'm just feeling sorry for these businesses.
Yeah. Oh, mate, 100%.
You know, I agree with certain things they do, but come on. We want to take it to the
poll. We want to hear it from the coast.
Yes.
G'day, Kylie from Wyoming.
Lucky it's Friday, boys.
Oh, ooh. Tell you what, we hear it.
Yes or no, simple poll.
Should business owners be fined for selling goods and services to unvaccinated people?
No.
Okay, that's
thank
one.
You.
Thank
definitely
you.
A no.
Okay, thank you. Troy from Gosford, yes or no? Simple question, simple answer. Troy!
Morning, boys. How are we?
Please, do not discuss Parramatta's chances.
Yes
should
or no?
Business owners
go
be...
to Yale.
Oh, shut
but
up.
Anyway, mate, I think they're dreaming it. And yeah. I'll tell you why. What about these fake, and they're fake cars?
Yeah, yes or no?
It's a yes or no poll,
Troy. We're just going to know. We've got Dave from Blue Haven. G'day, Dave.
Dave?
How you going, guys?
Yeah, mate. Yes or no?
Definite no.
Horrendous, mate. Like, so I've agreed with a lot of the things the government have been doing. In this case, absolutely not.
Absolutely, mate. I think it's time to band together, not to segregate like that.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. All right. In the yes no poll, we've gone too long. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Tony from Woi Woi. G'day, Tony. Yes or no?
No, mate.
Yeah,
no.
Absolutely. Thank you,
I dare anyone to say yes. Okay, who we got next?
Thank you. We got Jordan from St. Hubert's. Jordan, yes or no?
Morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, not too bad. Yes or no, buddy, about the government. Should they fine businesses who serve customers who aren't double vaxxed?
Mate, the colour of money hasn't changed, so it's no. Everyone's welcome at my business.
Yeah, mate. Oh, absolutely.
I hear that loud and clear.
Good on you, Jordan. And, mate, when we do open up, you give us a call back and let's give that business a plug, mate.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, boys. Enjoy your day.
You too, Jordan. Thank you, mate. We've got Patrick from Bensville. Patrick.
Patrick, should businesses be fined for serving patrons who are not double vaccinated, yes or no?
Straight answer, no.
Yes, thank you.
Government, I hope. Hey, Crouchy, I hope you're listening, our state member for Terrigal, to go back to John Barilaro.
He'll be listening. Tell John Barilaro this is what's coming at him if he tries to implement this stupid rule.
Thank
anyway.
You. Thank you, Patrick.